In part one, we saw that it's not just about what you eat. It's about how you eat your food. In part one, I talked a lot about appetizers that will form a cushion before you eat carbs so that you don't spike your sugar levels whenever you put food in your mouth. But you know, in Nigeria, we are not huge on appetizers, but when you know better, you can change the rules by making your own appetizers that will form cushions before you eat these meals that spike our sugar levels. Carbohydrates, anyone? You can also change the way you prepare Nigerian meals in your own home. For instance, beans porridge. The way we normally prepare beans porridge in Nigeria, we have two major methods. One, you prepare the beans porridge with palm oil and other ingredients, or two, you prepare the beans porridge with, you know, palm oil, other ingredients, and another staple such as plantains, yam, potatoes, you add it into the pot, you know, one pot style of recipe. Or some people prefer to maybe fry those staples, fry yam, plantain, or potatoes, and serve it with the beans porridge. Whichever way you look at it, however you prepare it, beans, while it's a major source of protein, is still higher in carbs.